It's time for a Wesleyan Christian School Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kirk Cloud. Wesleyan Christian dropping its home opener. Pretty good ball game against Drumright this past Friday, 38-24. It's homecoming week for the Mustangs. They're at home against Watts on Friday night. And Coach Cloud, before we get into Watts and homecoming, scored 24 points, came close against Drumright. If you could, just kind of recap that ball game for us and what you saw.
Yeah, well, we were a little disappointed that we didn't keep it a little closer. We really thought going in that we could hang with Drumright, and we did for a long period of time. It was a close ball game, and it was, 12 points at one time in the third quarter, I think. And we just got outmanned a little bit, and our inexperience showed on defense. They scored twice, I think, on fourth down, and one of them was long, fourth and long, and that's just disheartening when that happens to you. And basically, it was just a lack of concentration and busted assignments. You're playing option football, and everybody has their assignments. And when you don't follow the rubric that's been set for those assignments, big things happen. And they had two big plays and scored. And then on offense, we just failed to execute a couple of times. And I think we had at least two should have been touchdowns that we didn't make just because of lack of execution. So we're working on that this week, and we're working on assignments and trying to improve every week.
Schedule continues to be kind of tough on you guys. You haven't played a Class C team yet. Of course, you'll get into district action in a week, and you've got another Class B team in Watts into town on Friday. How do you feel like some of these ball games against bigger classification schools will prepare you for district play when that rolls around?
Well, I think it will. I think it'll prepare us well. Wins and losses and, are always nice, but in non-district play at the beginning of the season, it doesn't really matter. I mean, at the end of this week, we're going to be able to say, hey, we're 0-0 right now, right? And if we can rattle off some wins in district play, then we can make the playoffs. So, yeah, it's going to help us get better. We're not going to play too many teams that are as big as the first two teams we played. So, yeah, I think we're excited at our chances.
You mentioned a lot of stuff going on, obviously. It's homecoming week. How has that kind of been at the high school, obviously, with nothing assured in 2020? How nice is it for those kids to be able to kind of go through this here?
Oh, it is. It's good. We've had Spirit Week, and the kids are all having a good time. And, of course, the girls' volleyball team is playing every night of the week except for Wednesday night because of cancellations early in the week. So it's even a little more hectic than normal, but we're having a good time, and the kids are really excited to have homecoming, and it looks like it's going to be good weather, and so we're excited for it.
And then Watts, what do you know about them specifically?
Watts, they are a Class B team. They're 2-0. We probably match up with them better than either of the last two teams. They're a younger team like us. They're not real big. They're about our same size. But they're fairly athletic, and they've had some success. So we'll see how we do, and it'll just be a matter of execution. We definitely think we can move the ball, and we definitely think that we could have some success on defense. But it's going to be a matter of how quickly we can realize our potential and live up to that potential.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kirk Cloud, Mustangs with their final non-district game of the season at home against Watts for homecoming on Friday. They'll begin district play in a week. Coach Cloud, appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.